This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. On ABC this week, Alan Dershowitz, one of President Trump's lawyers, says the two articles of impeachment the Senate will take up are not impeachable, that according to the Constitution. But on the same program, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff begged to differ.
Well, that's the argument I suppose you have to make if the facts are so dead set against you. If the president has admitted to the wrongdoing, his chief of staff has confessed to the wrongdoing, his European Union ambassador has confessed to the same quid pro quo, you have to rely on argument that even if he abused his office in this horrendous way, that it's not impeachable. You had to go so far out of the mainstream to find someone to make that argument. You had to leave the realm of constitutional law scholars and go to criminal defense lawyers.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Russian demonstrators marked the murder of a journalist and lawyer 11 years ago with a march on Sunday in Moscow, where participants also voiced concerns about constitutional reforms proposed by President Vladimir Putin. Human rights lawyer Stanislav Markalov, who defended war crime victims in Chechnya, was active in the fight against Russia's fascist movement, was killed in 2009 when an assailant carrying a gun with a silencer shot him in the back of the head at point-blank range. Anastasia Babarova, a journalist walking with Markalov at the time of the attack, was also shot and died later that day of her injuries. President Putin has ordered the creation of a working group to assess his proposed constitutional amendments. The proposed reforms are widely seen as giving Putin the ability to extend his grip on power. This is VOA News. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is appealing for $375.5 million to support its efforts to promote and protect human rights in dozens of countries around the world. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the High Commissioner is based.
Human rights is one of the three main pillars of the United Nations, along with peace and security and development. And yet, the office established to be the world's human rights watchdog is seriously short of cash. Barely half of last year's record $321.5 million appeal was funded. Human rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence says a great deal of work lies ahead.
These are climate change, digital technologies, inequalities, corruption, and people on the move.
Lawrence tells VOA much of the work ahead this year will involve Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Afghan officials say the Taliban executed six members of the same family in the country's north. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The killings, which took place in a remote village in the country's north, include an infant girl. The insurgent group has denied any involvement, saying the attack on Saturday was triggered by a personal dispute. However, local officials say the family was accused by the Taliban of working in prostitution and that the group had first sentenced them to death for immoral acts, then stormed the house and opened fire. The infant girl's mother and twin sister survived, but both of the child's legs had to be amputated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The snowy alpine resort of Davos could be the setting of an unlikely encounter this week as the annual World Economic Forum gets underway with young climate activist Greta Thunberg and U.S. President Donald Trump expected to be in attendance. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab was playing down whether he would attempt to orchestrate a handshake.
We try never to engineer something. I think the best things are those who just happen and afterwards have a positive impact.
With sustainability the main theme of the annual summit, pressure has never been more intense on governments to act on climate change. The WEF is trying to force their hand by introducing a scorecard, rating companies on the basis of environmental and social performance. Chinese health officials in Wuhan report 136 new cases of newly confirmed coronavirus over the past 3 days, bringing the total number of cases of the potentially deadly virus to nearly 200, a huge and troubling spike in the number of cases in just one weekend. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.